like that hat.
I know, isn't it cool?
Yeah, it's a cool little color to it.
It's really...
What's the back look like? Is it a...
Is it fitted?
Oh, I don't know.
Nice, yeah.
Shield. It's New Era, though. Any sign?
Whoa, I still got your...
Echo?
Echo on.
Echo.
So you know how I like the throwback logo. Check that out.
Is that on your arm,
That's
too?
The one you have a tattoo of, right?
Right there.
Yep.
But it's different. It's looking...
Do I have to get it reversed?
I think you got to get it reversed.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Jesus. Did I have it facing the wrong way? Wait a minute. Hold it.
It is. They look at each other.
Oh, my God. I think you're right.
I mean, it doesn't make any difference, really.
God,
but
this is the kind of day I'm having.
I think, no, you have to have it facing forward, though, on
well,
your
this
arm.
This is looking back, though.
Yeah,
on
but
the hat.
Still.
Yeah, but on his arm.
On your arm,
to
it has
looking,
to be looking that way.
It's not going
to
look behind him.
Yeah. Unless it wants to check your six.
Where is the queen of podcasts? Where is...
she may have just pulled up. Hopefully she doesn't need help bringing in Jeff's haul.
Excellent.
Well, you have your Christmas / birthday present.
I saw that, yeah. I love the wrapping paper.
Oh, I didn't even see it.
It's got...
It's got Christmas trees. Oh, no.
Did she just pull up?
I think she just did pull up.
I'm switching chairs right now because...
Why? What's wrong with the chair?
It sinks too low.
Where did the other chair go?
I put it back.
Oh, I see it back
here.
There.
Yeah.
Well, I'll play by play.
Will you just hold down the fort for everyone
while
we're on?
This is our dream, Jeff.
I don't think I can close this chair. That's
it
kind
of
why.
Doesn't matter.
I...
Just move it out of the way. But this is our dream that you and I
just you.
We added ourselves into the podcast, and then now we're going to take it over. And it's happened.
I like it.
No less.
Blitzkrieg.
On your birthday. And he just banged it against Chick's, yeah.
Oh, whoa, hey. All right, this is better. Okay, now I'm good. I hear Jess in the back.
Oh, I hear her.
Also, Princess of Podcasting, and it's alliteration, it's better, and queens are old and gross.
Hey, this is your day, Jeff. Let's talk about you. You've got a podcast, right?
I do have a podcast. Where is it located? Oh, jeffhibbert.com. You can find it there.
Is that one or two B's?
Two B's, as in boy.
What in the hell happened to you?
Hey, Jess.
She got caught in a storm?
I like that shirt. Is it really soft?
No.
Aerosmith.
It's like a really soft shirt, but it's not.
Here's something I found during the move. I don't know where this came from. But it's a
can I
fake
take a picture of you.
It's a fake set of books.
No, you have to look to your left a little bit.
She's just adorable. It's a fake set of books. It's a fake set of books. It's a fake set of two books, and you open it up, and inside is a pot kit. It's a marijuana kit. It's like papers and a couple of bowls. Did you get this for me?
No.
You probably took it from somebody.
And
like a waffle iron.
I don't have any pot to clean, but when I do get pot to clean, there's a little cleaner in there.
Grinder.
And one
it's
of the
clean.
Yeah.
It grinds it up. It's not to clean it.
It's the cleaner. And then one of the books, though, is A Tale of Two Cities by Dickens, of course. But one of the I remember this like I was 7 or 8 years old, hearing this for the first time. It must have been some sort of British joke because I want to think it's Monty Python, but but instead of A Tale of Two Cities, it was like a bookstore skit.
Right.
And he goes, do you have A Tale of Two Cities by Dickens? And the other guy goes, no, we don't have that. And he goes, do you have A Tale of Two Titties?
Is that what the box says?
No.
Oh.
It says A Tale of Two Cities. But every time I hear that title, I think, A Tale of Two Titties. It made our birthday boy laugh. So
that has to be a porn, right?
A Tale of Two Titties? Sure. Well, right. but I mean, that's the best way to get titties, right? In a pair, right? Two.
Unless
I think it's most people's preference.
Unless you're the guy from Total Recall.
Right.
Oh, yeah, the three. What, didn't she have three?
I
right?
She did have three. Yeah. Right. Happy birthday, Jeff.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Those books, though, fooled me. Like, I walked in, I looked at it, I go, oh, mm-hmm. Tale of Two Cities.
And
I didn't know Chick was well
read. You mean A Tale of Two Titties.
I remember why he bought it.
Did I buy it?
Yeah, you got it on Amazon.
Oh, shit.
So did the books come with all the stuff?
That came, yeah, it was like a, yeah, to buy it all together. Yeah.
That was like the first time I,
Are you deleting that picture?
No, yeah. I tweeted it.
You did, that's why you said, are you tweeting that picture? Oh, from here, it looks like that picture of Chick in the studio.
When I was a kid?
Yeah, kind
does
of.
Does it really?
Look,
let me see.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, it does. Yeah.
I just need glasses.
Yes.
Yeah, you just need glasses and a Cosby sweater, and you're all set.
I think Jess just got off a tour bus.
It didn't. Oh, yeah. Do you know what picture we're talking about?
It's the famous...
A little bit. Yeah, I've seen so many pictures of your
It's at Williamson, right? Yeah, that's...
Oh, I have a headache, too.
You still have your headache?
Yeah, these glasses aren't cutting it.
Did you bring any...
weed? No.
Don't take offense to this, but are you okay?
I think that's what he's got it, like he's talking into the mic in the picture.
I'm looking up.
You look like a little child. I just took this picture.
You look like a baby. She looks like a baby.
Look at this picture, chick.
I know. She looks like yeah.
So what happened was I got up. That's it. That's
and you,
all.
And yeah, no,
that's
no.
it.
I'm up.
I got out of bed. No.
I got the early version. You got up and you had a migraine still.
I had a migraine last night. Oh. I had to pull over on the way home from Max's football game to throw up because so bad. And it's like a hangover. It is. Yeah. It's the equivalent it's like a real, like this is a real hangover.
You know, my
and I'm supposed to like, there's supposed to be multiple things going on with alcohol is involved for the next 3 days. And I'm just like, I'm out. There's no way I can do this.
But my dad suffered from migraines and it's supposed to be hereditary. And I don't think I've ever had a migraine.
You haven't?
I don't think. I might've had one time.
I think
Yeah.
Remember, because they're bad.
But, they're bad.
But he would have to go to his bedroom and no light, and he tied a rag around his head, and he said, it feels like aliens trying to get out of my head. Mm-hmm. I mean, clawing at your brain.
Mm-hmm.
He said it was painful.
Yeah. Nothing worked. I had to resort to my own measures. And
you got a little bit, or you still have a little bit?
I still have it. Like I can just like you think it's when your left
to turn you down a little bit.
No, when your left eyelid closes like flat faster than the other, like you're just like that's how I feel like I've looked all day. Like my eyelids just like this one.
The worst.
It is. Like, I started getting them in middle school, and it's just when you feel it like. You feel it hours before, like you're like there's nothing I can do.
When I get them, I get this little bit of fuzzy. I call them. Mm-hmm. I'm getting the fuzzies, mm-hmm. and it's in my peripheral vision,
mm-hmm.
and it starts moving through.
Mm-hmm.
And if I hit it early enough, it'll mm-hmm. diminish it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's that famous. I hate to relate everything to the National Football League, but there's that famous Denver Broncos Super Bowl win when Terrell Davis is getting one of his migraines. Like mm-hmm. he famously had migraines, would have to sit out games.
Yuck.
And he went to the sidelines and he tells Shanahan, the coach of the Broncos at the time, I can't see.
Mm-hmm.
He had a migraine so bad he couldn't fucking see.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I've had that happen where I can only see with half my eye.
Yeah,
like the
and
lower
Shanahan,
half.
Shanahan looks at him and goes, well, you're not carrying the ball. Don't worry about it. You're a decoy. Yeah. And he sends them in, and they end up winning the Super Bowl, and it's all good, and Terrell's fine, obviously, now. But, yeah,
well,
they can
fine.
Be – it's
yeah.
a real thing. I don't know if there's a
no,
cure
No, migraines
for
are not
what.
Made up.
I can't see. Don't worry about it.
You don't need to look at anything anyway.
That's a coach, former coach of the Broncos, former coach of the Redskins, Mike Shanahan.
Is that early 90s?
Yeah, whatever the Super Bowl that was.
Five-ish,
when,
something in there.
But I did shower. That's why. So I showered and I jumped in the car. My hair was wet, and this is and I can't.
I
think that I'm allergic to Freon because I can't handle artificial air. Makes my head hurt worse. Like in the air conditioner. I don't know what it. Like I need fresh air.
Have you had your cabin air filter changed?
Oh no, I bet you I
so
haven't.
So maybe that's
maybe I should check
keeping
that.
You from actually getting the
there's
good
a lot
air.
Of stuff we need to do to your car.
Yeah.
If you would only like, we could switch cars. I'll take it up there.
Okay.
Just buy a new one.
Yeah, that's what Jeff. That's the Jeff Vibbert way.
That's like Diamond Jim Jeff.
But if I was Jeff, I would keep my old car and just have another one.
Diamond Jeff.
Two cars.
Diamond Jeff Vibbert, right?
Oh, yeah. Well,
two cars, two chains.
We're about 10 minutes in. We should
two
probably
phones.
Start
yeah,
this
should we start the podcast?
Yeah, I think we
should
start
we could start the podcast.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. If this ain't birthday getting to it music, I don't know what is. Welcome, everyone, to the Chick McGee Show. I'm Chick McGee. This is Chick McGee speaking. There's Jason Hofsetz. There's Jess Hooker. There's Jeff Vibbert, the birthday boy. Here it comes.
Gravity!
Yeah!
Nailed it.
Nailed it, ruined it. How it depends on how you look at it.
Stay away. Gravity, stay away from me.
Who sings this?
Gravity.
The John Mayer.
Let's keep it that way.
Hey, this.
My dad used to say that all the time. What'd you do with that money? What money? The money I gave you for singing lessons. Shut up. You say that too.
Welcome.
You couldn't carry a tune in a bucket.
To
tune.
The. The Jeff Vibbert birthday podcast.
Birthday bonanza.
Birthday bonanza podcast.
Ooh, we got
I'll
a title
be honest.
Already. I like
I'll
it.
Be honest. I've been in the. I've been in the vodka, the Chick McGee vodka.
You have.
I had a vodka. Oh. I had a bottle left.
Yeah.
You did, and you opened it.
Yeah.
You had so many people that wanted that.
I know. Well, my face is on it. I get to open it, right?
How do you spell bonanza?
And the new bonanza.
Oh, I'm missing
bonanza.
An N.
Bonanza. Yeah,
like bazooka is how I'm saying it. But
I feel like,
but not at all.
I feel like this is an intervention. I am amazed at how much better I feel after I've had a drink.
Hey. After a hard day, there's nothing
Let
better.
Me tell you something.
I am the exact opposite because I had a Bloody Mary with you at breakfast yesterday.
Yeah, and you felt worse,
and that's
right?
when the wheels fell off.
So right.
I think
right.
I'm off the booze.
Well, what are you going to replace it with?
I don't know. Something worse.
Do you have like a caffeine?
Peanut butter cups.
You think it's caffeine withdrawal? Is that what you think it is?
No.
Did you quit caffeine?
No, I didn't. No.
That'll give you a
oh, maybe.
A
I mean,
headache,
no,
but
I mean,
it's not going to give you a migraine. And
no,
it's only...
No, this is something else. This is intense. This
Can
is...
you like know where in your brain it is?
Yeah, and it moves.
Yep.
Like
yep.
it, yeah, it's just, yeah, it dances.
It dances.
All over
Damn.
My eyeballs.
Where am I going?
My phone in?
Huh?
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
26 years ago in 1990.
The year of our Lord. Yeah.
1990. Oh Jeff
yep.
Vibbert
That's all.
Was.
Let's talk about 1990.
I wonder where
you
I was
Leo?
In 1990.
Virgo. Leo.
Virgo.
Virgo.
I'm a Virgo. Yeah,
Virgo.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not real good with it.
No, I don't know. I don't know the signs very well.
Oh. Isn't there pickup? There's a lot of pickup
lines.
Most
people
for
know
signs.
Their own, but that's it. It's,
yeah. Well,
that's how Pat got in trouble with his fake ID.
Yeah. No, like six years right. ago, they like changed the signs. Like, well, the stars are changing, so the dates are different. I don't
what?
Know. And I could have sworn.
Had something to do with Pluto, I bet.
Oh, God. Pluto's ruining everything.
Oh, my
for
God.
Everyone.
I read something the other day and it said, Dear NASA, your mom thought I was big enough. Love Pluto.
Oh, my God.
That's so great.
I laughed so, like, obviously still days
For
later.
Something that's so played, like
I
your
know,
mom jokes,
I
that
know.
One is so good.
I forgot. I'm
I think
over...
we can just end the podcast
nah,
now because it's not going to get
no,
any better than
good.
That.
Is that it? I'm going over my...
You gave me the look. Is that it?
I'm going over my Twitter... Just to, you know,
oh,
no. check trends and
oh,
stuff and
no.
see what's going on.
My face.
On a Friday.
Oh.
Jeff Vibbert's birthday, August
yes.
26th. And
coincidentally, I don't think it's a coincidence that it's also National Dog Day.
Yes.
It
yep.
is National Dog Day.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
My dogs, my lady dogs, both of them were here during a really strong thunderstorm. And I got here. There was no urine. There was no feces. And nothing was chewed up and looked like it had been spitted out.
Yes.
And, spitted? Spit out. And I was very... this is a tweet from some milkman. Let's leave it at that. Is that the birthday boy's belly growling like that? Oh, we got food for you and cake.
I did.
It says, guessing you're recording Jeff's birthday podcast right now. Wanted to wish him a good one. There you go.
Oh, that's nice.
And then they have a transcript from this morning's show. And you know how I've told you, have I told you too? I know I've told Jess that if we have a decent show on the Bob and Tom show in the morning, I don't remember anything I've said.
Sure.
Well, I don't remember this exchange. Christy goes, evidently Christy said this morning, I'm not in the Hall of Fame and that pisses me off. And I evidently shot back, suck it. So, because I am in the Hall of Fame at my high school.
Damn straight,
so
you are.
I just wanted to.
I missed that part.
Throw that out there. Squatty Potty commercial.
And I am a proud
Josh Arnold was
endorser.
Talking about Squatty Potty today.
Endorser of this.
You have a Squatty Potty,
I have
right?
a Squatty Potty. I use it every day, sometimes twice.
And it makes a world of difference. You go twice a day?
Sometimes, if I'm feeling good.
No kidding?
Got to stay regular.
Sorry to go back to the migraine thing, but do you ever have the, if you went, maybe my head would hurt less?
Oh, I
could totally see you having that.
Oh, like get everything out of my body.
Everything out of my body.
No.
All the toxins.
Here's what happens. Here's what happens.
Well, that's the thing. That's probably why I was running a little late because I
She has passed
I
this
steamed
on.
Out.
She oh, has okay. passed this quality on to her children. They all wait until the absolute last minute, and when they absolutely have to void, and that's when they go.
Mm-hmm. We're like geese. We're on the move.
Boom.
We got stuff to do.
We got stuff to do. Yeah. Oh, I have to do this. Well, I'll wait. Bam. Mm-hmm. It's over. Bam. Back
call
to
Addie
whatever
the,
they're doing.
We call Addie the flyby pooper. She's just
she is really quick.
Yeah, don't spend time in there.
No, what? I agree. I don't want to spend any time in there.
My brother would spend
I know
hours in the bathroom. And he's like, what are you doing in there? Like his legs would fall asleep.
Yes.
I'm in, out.
Mm-mm. Do you know how much I could have got done?
I spent some time yesterday. And it was amazing that I could get the lid shut. It was unbelievable.
Okay.
It was like I hadn't in like two or three days.
Right.
And
so
here's a tweet. Happy anniversary on the day of your birth, Jeffrey. Can't wait to hear what's in the FedEx box. Now, you recall his gift was delivered on the Wednesday podcast. And here we are on Friday.
Do you want to know?
Who's printing something?
I am not printing anything. Are you printing something?
It's haunted.
The printer started up like something was going to print, and I thought something was in Jeff's gift box that was moving around, and I got nervous.
Is it another puppy? It's in another puppy! That's exactly what you want!
We're 3D printing you a new puppy.
What would you do?
That'd be scary. I don't know. 3D printing really creeps me out.
Can I just tell you?
The wrong terms. It's 3D fabricator.
Jeff, I'm with you on that, chick. Mm-hmm. Jeff was born in 1990.
Mm-hmm.
And let me tell you, 1990 was a terrible year for music.
There was no internet for starters in 1990.
Correct. Yes, I think 96 was the first year the internet started getting big.
Yeah, there were no cell phones in 1990. Mm-hmm. I know that.
I mean, can I just play the top song of that year
of 1990, the year he was born?
Terrible.
Okay. Hold on.
Please.
Wait a minute. I think like this song.
This is Heart.
No.
It's one of them. No. Oh, Wilson Phillips.
Oh, gosh.
Hold on.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, who were you banging to this song?
Who, me?
Yeah.
1990? You know what? 1990? It's hard to tell. some older lady out there is going, you son of a bitch.
Yep.
I mean, it's a list of terrible, like Roxette, Sinead O'Connor, Mariah Carey, In Vogue.
Okay, who would...
Michael Bolton was up there.
Jeez, music blew. Oh no, don't.
You know,
this is late.
My birthday's next, I believe.
Opposites Attract is the cartoon.
Oh, I love that song.
Do you remember that cartoon video?
Flat Cat, right?
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
She danced with a cat. I got to tell you.
Oh, right here, one of the worst songs ever.
Gigantic crush on Paula Abdul, always, right here.
Do you want to love me forever?
Uh-oh.
See,
or
that
is
era,
this just a hit and run?
I would take Janet Jackson over her.
Oh, hands down. Hands down. No, but no. Paula Abdul and Janet Jackson, my bedroom, my closet door was sliding mirrors. So I had this
yes
huge,
or no?
I danced every
I was just going to ask you. You Paula danced Abdul, every dance with Paula Abdul.
Paula Abdul and all of them.
The where she did the...
Yeah,
the,
she's
dipped
the,
her head and,
did you have
spread her arms out.
Yeah. Leg warmers?
Yeah, oh yeah, I had leg warmers. Yep, I had like pink ones. For sure.
I will never forget the it's a Paula Abdul song. Mm-hmm. I think it's Nasty Boys, where Paula Abdul. It's a Janet Jackson.
It's a Jackson.
Song,
she's
where
in the
Paula
beginning.
Abdul is in the video.
Well, she was one of her dancers forever.
Oh yeah,
one
yeah,
of her
yeah.
Choreographers
no,
for a long
she
time.
Was the choreographer forever. Yeah. Paula Abdul, everybody.
She was.
She's just my kind of lady too. She's
was
a little nuts.
LA.
A little insane.
What did they call him? The Laker, a Laker girl.
Laker,
oh,
yeah. She was
yeah,
a Laker
she was
girl.
A Laker girl.
Yeah. That's it. That's the dance right there.
Oh my god.
And then J Lo was one of her dancers later on.
And she was a fly girl.
Yeah, J Lo was.
I mean, there's like no rock on this top list.
Oh
whatsoever.
No! Wait a minute. This is opposite
yeah,
to track.
Is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Straight up kind of rocks, though.
It's all right. Yeah.
Straight up rocks. Paula Abdul straight up rocks.
Stop saying it. It doesn't make it true.
Straight up. What does it do, Jeff?
Rocks!
It rocks
hard.
Rocks hard!
Oh, I'm sorry. Two it does what, forward. Jeff? Rocks hard!
Do you have Paula Abdul straight up? I have it on my iPod if you want.
Oh, I'm sure you do.
There it is.
I don't know.
Nah,
that guitar part where it goes.
Oh yeah. That wasn't a guitar.
Yes, it was.
No, it was one of those pretend guitars that made the sound of a synthesizer.
Like a keytar?
Is that what they called them?
Oh, those were so cool for like 3 days.
Yeah. Okay, you can't tell me.
In a dream.
Whoever's listening to the podcast, you can't tell me that you didn't jam to this song.
Yeah.
When it first came out, and then you're like, oh, Paula Abdul. Oh, I'm off of it.
Yeah, I was 9. That's why I was jamming to this song.
I moved
you
in.
Have no excuse.
What year did it come out?
90.
I could have been 23 in 90. Or 33. 33.
You were 33.
33 in 90. Holy hell.
I was
here it comes. Dude. Here it comes. Straight up now, tell me, do you really want to love me forever? Oh. Oh my god, that jams.
You gotta stop saying it. You gotta stop talking like it's 1990.
Boyz II Men Coolie High Harmony came out in 91. Boyz II Men was.
Belle Biv DeVoe was big then too.
I got my butt touched to a lot of Boyz II Men. Middle school dances.
Down on Bended Knee?
Oh my god. I swore I was gonna get married. I didn't know anything about a hot tub till a Boyz II Men video.
Titties in a hot tub.
No, that was after that.
Tale of two
titties
in a hot tub.
Tale of two titties and a hot tub.
That's Sean Connery.
A tale of two titties in a hot tub.
Oh my gosh,
man!
So yeah, there was a storm today.
I'm all jacked up on Paula Abdul. Go ahead.
Was it for you guys?
So, twice in like 3 days. A tree across Fall Creek Road. By
oh
the
really?
Yeah. Within. 100 yards.
I swear to you.
Vibbert tells me, first thing he tells me, he's the first one here today, he tells me, I don't get scared at storms, but today I was terrified.
Oh, really?
There was a tornado that touched down right by the station.
Yeah.
Like, Mark Allison and I were standing standing outside, and we started to get wet, and we're like, oh, let's go inside.
Yeah.
We're watching through the green room window.
Yeah.
We could not see any car in the parking lot.
From the green room
window. You could see the wind. It was so strong,
yeah.
And the trees were bending down. It was and the studio door was like starting to like open and close, and like you'd hear the metal just like hitting. Mm-hmm. And I go, we might want to get shelter. Like this isn't safe.
There's a basement there, right?
No.
Yeah, there's a basement. There's a control room. There's in the control room. There's a.
I would
you
say.
Lift it up.
Yeah, but I don't think you get down in there.
You can't
there.
Get in
it's
there.
Just, it's for cables.
Has anyone ever hooked up in there?
I would say the most.
No, they've hooked up everywhere else.
Secure place in that building during a storm would probably be back where the men's club is.
Yeah, yeah, and there is sort of a little bit of a lower level
in the older. Yeah, and it's like made out of actual. like brick and everything.
Well, I mean, our area is pretty bricked. And
not like styrofoam, like the rest of the building.
It's, it's metal studs. Our area has metal studs.
I think the studio is probably
it probably is, yeah.
My favorite thing is the lights went out in the studio today when we're on the air.
And the way people scream when the lights
and
go out.
And the way people scream when the lights go out. And we stay on the air. But people, and it's like, and I didn't say anything because
you were
people
grumpy.
Listening.
Yeah.
People listening don't know the lights go out. They just are exactly. listening to the radio in Peoria.
Did Chick say what he always says? My retina, what do you say?
My retina's detached.
Yeah, that's what you usually say if the lights blink.
Or do the lights blink?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love using Chick stuff when nobody knows.
Oh yeah,
I do that. I do that in groups that I know people don't.
Oh, that's great, super.
I mean, I don't openly like do it his face, God, like in the same room.
No, not when
like
I'm
when
there.
I'm sitting.
No,
feet
I did
away
one
from
via text the other day. I got in late on this group text with some friends, mm-hmm. and it was kind of crazy and mm-hmm. funny. And I said, I don't know what's going on here, but I like. No, I like everything going on.
I like everything going on right here. Yeah. That's mine. That's mine.
That's yours.
That's mine.
I didn't cite you or anything, but
no.
I will be the first to admit. I will be the first to admit when I've stolen something.
Oh no, you do.
But I did not steal.
When I've stolen something.
Well, I did not steal.
I
like everything going on here right now. That's mine. And
I stole a 6-pack of Gatorade the other day. It was under my card. I forgot to bring it up.
Mm-hmm.
You always hear about the drug deals that go right. Yeah, you never hear about always hear about the drug deals that go wrong.
Yeah.
You never hear about all the drug deals that go right.
Right.
That's my joke. I said that on the air one day, and one of the comedians
came back and said it.
Last Comic Standing, mm-hmm. won Last Comic Standing, or was close to winning, and cycled through and came through town one day and did it in front of me in the studio.
Can you say who it is?
Probably Greg Warren.
Hold on.
I
bet she doesn't remember.
I don't remember his name, but I remember I remember the scenario. If I remember his name, I'll tell
but
you.
But that's an easy opposite to go with.
I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry.
Actually, it is a variation of, I guess, I don't know what the original simile was, but yeah, you're right. I guess you're right.
You do that a lot. There's little things out there, but I think you kind of twist them and make them funnier and then... They become yours.
Jake Query used, you said that you originally said Twitter's like the worst bar you've ever been to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And then he took it a step further and said it's like the best bar you've ever been to or the worst high school cafeteria. Maybe that's what he said, something mm-hmm. like that. That's what, yeah. I don't know. You might want to talk to him about it.
I was, I'm scheduled to be in there with Derek Schultz sometime next month.
Yeah.
I've been promised this.
I think
this,
the 10th.
But I've been promised this twice.
And then Christy and Tom end up going.
I've got bumped. No, and then the second time, Lara Overton from whatever TV station she works for bumped me.
Yeah.
And then.
She does have boobies.
Like 2 days ago.
You're gonna get bumped for boobies.
2 days ago.
You're gonna get bumped
Query gives out his cell phone number. So I copy it down and I text Jake and I go, "You're my favorite one on the Query and Schultz show." And then I already have Derek's number. So I text Derek, "You're my favorite one." On the Query and Schultz show. And then Jake and I start talking about something I can't talk about on the podcast. But it involved a guest that was supposed to be on the podcast at some point. And now I don't know what to think about the guest that was supposed to be scheduled. So
stop. Don't.
Right.
Please.
So.
Okay.
It's not important.
Yeah, but he's all ate up with it.
It's not important.
The Q is.
It's not important.
You know, his real name isn't Jake.
Oh, my God. You are such a child right now.
I didn't say his real name wasn't Jake. He did.
That's not what I'm talking about.
Will you wear that hat?
Yeah, I'm trying
when
to
you
do
go
something
in?
Different.
I like that hat. It's a good hat.
Oh, Jess, you missed it. He put his tattoo on wrong.
Oh, check this out. Yeah, I got to go have my tattoo reapplied. Look at that.
It's looking the wrong way.
Yeah.
It's got to look forward, though.
Talk
yeah,
to me about
I think
it.
Because he put it on the left, it's looking
I have
forward.
To
ask,
look, he's got to look at
show,
your heart.
Show your right arm.
It's got to look at your heart.
This is looking
that
the
one,
same way.
Yeah.
That's starting to look like, a,
Jeff,
like an
can
Indian
you get a picture
nickel.
Of him with the correct one and get the hat in it?
If the new one was facing the other way and that one was facing that way, I would cut your skin off and reapply. Like, it would bother me.
But they're both looking at my heart. That's right, though.
See?
Yeah, turn so Jeffy can get a picture of... And look at him with the
one,
hat.
Two, three. Say monkey.
Monkey.
Did you call me a monkey? That's the lady at JCPenney's doing. I want to kill her.
I've never heard that.
That's hilarious.
That's very funny.
Do you recall what those situations were like when you had family pictures?
Yes.
The worst.
I don't recall a family picture until I was maybe in college.
What?
We never had a family picture. It was just individuals and my brother and I.
Yeah, well, I mean, you get those at school.
So my mom could send out headshots to talent agencies. That's fake. I'm kidding.
You idiot.
One time my mom did take me to a Marsh parking lot to make me sing the Oscar Mayer Wiener song in front of
the Oscar Mayer
like,
Wiener
car. She's like, you can do it. You love attention and being in the spotlight. And I was like, no, I don't want to do it. I was terrified.
Were they doing auditions?
Yeah, they're doing auditions to be the next Oscar Mayer Wiener kid.
Oh my God.
And that was what my mom wanted
that
me to be. Yeah,
oh,
she whored me out to be the next Oscar Mayer Wiener kid.
Oh my gosh.
That would have been great.
Yeah.
It'd been good on your resume.
Oh yeah, it would.
Like, you know, if someone you come out to a
resume for what?
Meyer,
PTO?
Oscar Mayer kid, 1995, 96.
Or
he's a writer for Bob and Tom. He was the Oscar Mayer kid.
But she
give it up for her.
In her defense, she did go, do you want to go try this? It'd be fun. And I go, yeah, that sounds good. And I got there. I was like, this is awful.
What grade?
Oh, I was probably 6 or 7.
Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Did you know the song?
No.
And my mom was like, I want to be an Oscar Mayer Wiener. Everybody knows that song.
My mom was singing it in the car because I was like, I don't know the song. And she's singing it.
Yeah.
Fucking Karen.
I know the Baloney song. I don't know the Oscar Mayer Wiener song.
My Baloney has a.
I know that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know. Yeah.
I know it.
Oh, yeah. We know that one.
My brother sobbed before every photo session we ever did. He has snot running out of his nose. His eyes are red and puffy every single
time. Your brother's kind of like a badass guy.
I will give
right? Now?
Now.
Yeah. Back then he was.
As a kid, he was kind of a puss.
Yes.
Okay. I will give you a guess.
He was just a giant fat child, and everybody just fed him all the time. And if he didn't have food, he was fucking crying.
And I will give you a guess as to who was the Vanna White of the family.
Oh, yeah. Because I knew, I learned. You should see every picture. I have the best posture, and I'm just like, this, and I would just sit there and smile until they got a halfway decent expression from his fat face. And then it was over.
So basically the whole process, he was putting you out during the whole thing.
Like as soon as he knew where we were going, it was over. It was game over. I wish I could find. I remember pictures at Kmart. He had to get a new shirt because he got snot and slobber all over his shirt. And he had to get a new shirt at Kmart before we got the pictures taken.
So here's my guess, though. Because you had a split family, were you getting these pictures taken a lot?
No.
Each family, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Mom and dad?
Family pictures kind of stopped when the family stopped.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So there might be
a couple of just my brother and I.
Okay.
You know, like that picture at Sears or something, but.
I don't think I ever went for a family picture with my mom and dad. I think the only pictures of me as a child were like Christmas.
And I think it was more of a thing back then.
With Santa Claus. And I don't think it was a thing then.
No, I think that was a. Everyone
was it more of a thing then?
I think so.
You had your school photos though, right?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Yeah.
Maybe not. I don't know.
I had the buzzed head like now.
No, it's grown out now. It's better.
It was a week ago. It's not that grown out.
It was 2 weeks ago.
No, it wasn't.
Two?
Was it a week ago? I don't have Jimmy Neutron hair like our birthday boy.
Okay.
He does.
All
he
the
really
cartoon
does.
References.
Yeah.
What kind of hair do I have?
You have Jason hair.
It's very very unique.
It's unique.
We're going to have to take a break because I need to go get another drink.
No, won't you do that first?
What?
Won't you do this
What's
first?
Happening?
Yeah. Won't you do that?
I love this guy.
He's the best.
He's my boy.
I've been listening to him on your podcast. It's been very fun.
Yeah.
I'm in the middle of it.
He's our friend, Pete the Planner, and he says you have to be a millionaire to retire. And if you think about it, pause, take a breath. Yeah. Especially when you retire, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to need $1 million to maintain your lifestyle.
What? How old do you think you'll be when you hit your first million? Seriously.
35?
27.
27.
Next year?
Start the clock. Start the clock, Pete.
It's all just math. Hoping to be a millionaire, Jeff, doesn't exactly work because hope is a crappy financial planning strategy. Don't believe in hope. Believe in math and believe in Pete the Planner. Math tells us most people can become a millionaire, but you need Pete the Planner to help. The $1 Million Plan shows you exactly how to become a millionaire, and more importantly, exactly how to remain a millionaire. It is not a get-rich-quick scheme or a scam. It's simply long-term financial planning with Pete the Planner. Pete's four-week live training course starts September 6th. All you have to do is sign up at petetheplanner.com/MDP, Million Dollar Plan. Use the coupon code CHICK for $100 off the course. There's your first 100 on your way to a million. Right there. Boom. That's petetheplanner.com/MDP, Million Dollar Plan. And use CHICK as the coupon code for $100 off the course. That's Pete the Planner.
Jeff has, he'll have a million by the time he's, I want to say 50, but I almost feel like maybe by the time you're 45.
Maybe.
I can feel
it. My co-host on my podcast, JeffVibbert.com, did that.
Don't whisper that. JeffVibbert.com.
She did that, and she found out she'll be a millionaire by the age of like 60.
Okay.
Like you're not putting that much away to become a millionaire.
Right. Especially, and it helps if you're young.
Right, yeah. She's about my age, so.
Yeah. All right, chick, do you have to go potty or something?
I got to go refresh my drink.
And we'll be back with Jeff's gifts.
Yes. That's what we're gonna and do. Cake. And
There's cake?
There's cake.
Cake, baby.
Cake.
This is the...
It might be a little bit before we get back here.
Chick McGee show on Podcast One. Oh, yeah. The birthday celebration continues. Happy birthday, Jeffrey.
Thank you. How awesome would it be if we got sued by John Mayer? That'd be great.
Well, yeah. This is what we do.
We have to make some money to be sued.
No.
True. He sends us a cease and desist, and the thinking is, while we have you on the phone, would you like to be a guest on our podcast, Mr. Mayer, sir?
I love later in the song, then he go, wheels up.
Wheels up. I got to leave this evening. Did you know John Mayer actually bought a rare pedal off of Tom Griswold in like the Static Shack? He called him up, his manager or whatever called him up and goes, hey, you have this pedal, we'd like to buy it. And it was like a $13,000 pedal.
What?
Yeah.
How did they know they even had it?
Who told you that?
I forget. Was it PJ?
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to make believe.
I wanted someone. I wanted verification on someone that I believed. Mm-hmm.
I assume it probably would have been a musician that was going through the Static Shack and was like, "Oh yeah, they have that pedal," because he collects pedals, he collects watches.
Who does?
John Mayer.
I thought you were talking about Tom's.
Oh no. Nothing like a good watch.
It's a Jeff Vibbert birthday celebration. He's been on the earth 26 years today.
See, yeah, if this was a normal podcast, you guys could tell me how stupid that story was, but now you can't because it's my birthday.
I like whiskey. Stupid. Can we hear that?
I'll see if I can find it.
You got it? You got it, don't you?
Whose birthday is it?
God. Whiskey is a sad song.
The whiskey.
No wonder he wants it.
When he goes, repeat, what is it?
Wake up, shake it off, and repeat. Whiskey.
Shake it off and repeat.
The worst part is Dream Somebody Miss Me. Wake up, shake it off, and repeat.
What album is that from?
That's right.
Born and Raised,
yeah. That was an album that he...
I didn't get it.
...released that was kind of quiet, right?
He did it for himself, but it was still number two on the charts.
It's a great album. I would say fucking here, but it's a great fucking album.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Yeah, I used to smoke meat in the backyard with this, man. Yeah, and drink vodka until I couldn't see.
That's what you got to do. That's life.
That's right.
What year was this?
This would have been
4 years ago.
This would have been 2011, 2012. I had... We pick up in New York City. I'm trying to find the man I never got to be. Just keep mumbling those words, Chuck.
That's right. Okay, bigger. But when
I
pushed down on the
pavement, I found the whole thing so much harder than it seems.
The whole thing was harder than it seemed. Are you kidding me?
Sounds all right.
Seriously.
What album is this?
Born and Raised.
Yeah, I'm not that familiar with this album either. Mm-mm. I have to check it out. I'm gonna
Here comes Potter.
I bet it's not coming.
Turn it up. Yeah, it is. Turn it.
Whiskey. Water, 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 sleep.
sleep.
Whiskey, whiskey, whiskey.
Thanks for the big gasp.
Up, shake it off and repeat.
So as a whole, is this a good album, Jeff? Would you say...
If you're a fan of John Mayer and what he's doing, yes. It's not like any of his past albums.
Did like, I loved his first three albums.
Did right. he do any stand-up? Is that like a legend or did that
he's,
actually
Yeah,
happen?
He does stand-up. He was in Zombiever with Bill Burr.
Right. Yeah, right?
They were the two truck drivers and the radioactive stuff spilt off the bed of their truck and into the river and Zombievers were created.
How did someone so tuned in to today... To today's pop culture, get so hooked into John Mayer. How did that happen?
Well,
he spoke to your heart.
In 2008, I woke up in my twin bed in my parents' house, and I had a text message from my girlfriend at the time.
A text?
A text, yes. This is breaking stuff. And she goes, my best friend Kale, she goes, Kale has two extra tickets to John Mayer. Can we go with him? And I go, ugh. I go, I hate John Mayer. I don't want to go to this. I went and I was in the aisles dancing.
Oh
and I was like,
God.
Slow dancing in a burning room, just crying.
I don't trust myself loving you.
Hey, let me tell you, his first album.
Inside Once Out is still my favorite.
I will stack
EP.
My stupid mouth.
Why Georgia, why? I'm telling you, I'll stack that up against Pete Yorn's debut album as two of the best debut albums I've ever heard.
Well, are you going Inside Once Out or are you going Room for Squares?
I'm going Inside Once Out. He doesn't know Inside Once Out.
I don't know Inside Once Out.
Inside Once Out, Victoria, such a great song. We're talking about John Mayer, and I feel like people are turning off the podcast now, but I'm
No.
Back to you, comfortable. I can listen
back
to that.
Back to you.
Neon. Yep.
Everything back to you.
So
it
always comes around. Mm-hmm.
Back to you.
Doesn't it in this live version, doesn't it piss you off? Your will is not as strong as it used
Which is the one that
be.
turn that phone over. What song is that? Turn that shit over. What is it?
Oh, that okay. I don't know.
Is that a quote?
That's a quote because he's talking about Perfectly Lonely. He's like, when that BlackBerry that shows you how dated it is.
Yeah, right.
When that BlackBerry, that iPhone goes off, you turn that shit over and sing yourself a little lullaby. It goes like this. That's the way that I want it. I was live at Verizon when he said that, and I lost my mind because I was going through a breakup, and I was like, you got me, John. Also, I saw him wearing a bandana on stage, like a tied bandana, and I grew my hair out longer, and I started wearing bandanas, and then I show up to a party in college, and one of the dudes on the soccer team goes, what the fuck are you doing, you douchebag? Get the fuck out of this party. And I was like, whatever. And then I started taking shots, and everyone loved me. People liked me at parties. People didn't like the soccer players. But anyways,
The cross-country runners were in.
Oh, we went hard.
My dad. I have a picture of my dad. He would. It wasn't a folded bandana. It was a rolled bandana, like a loosely,
when he drives,
but bigger
when he
rolled
rides,
bandana.
When
and
he rides,
he's
bike.
Working outside. Yeah, well, he does do that when he's. But I do. I always thought it was for looks. I was like, Dad, like. But then when I started working in the yard as an adult, I was like, oh, it's to keep the sweat out of your eyes.
Right, like a headband.
Makes so much sense.
A headband.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, yeah.
Not like the what is it. I Love Lucy, where she's working on the assembly line and she has her hair back. Is that what it was?
That's what I do.
Rosie the Riveter?
Yeah.
No, Rosie
right.
the Riveter.
Yeah.
She had a bandana.
Yeah.
Yeah. It just depends on how you fold your bandana.
But not... Okay, this is the last John Mayer thing.
No, it's not.
It's your birthday, bro.
2012, I had third row to the Bloomington Auditorium, which is like a really intimate setting.
Mm-hmm.
Third row, backstage passes to meet John Mayer. And he had his vocal surgery where they had to put Botox in his, and I was devastated.
Oh, no. Oh my God, Jeff.
I cried for 2 weeks. No, I didn't. But just one.
Just 1 week.
Just 1 week.
1 week.
Yeah.
Whiskey, whiskey, whiskey.
I had a buddy, his name's Ryan, and his two favorite bands were the Beastie Boys and Rage Against the Machine.
Okay.
And they booked a double bill to...
At Purdue?
No, at the Music Center.
Oh,
and one of the Beastie Boys broke a leg or something.
Oh, no.
And Rage was splitting up anyway, and it never happened. He had second row seats, similar to Jeff, and he did not take the ticket back until the last possible day to get a refund.
Assuming that they could call
He just had that. you know, faint hope, empty hope.
That's so sad.
I don't understand.
Yeah, I don't know anything that much.
No, I especially the Beastie Boys. I don't get that.
You don't?
Affection. No, I don't. I think they're.
That was so innovative at the time. It you was think? So,
it seemed to me like they were at best copying.
Who?
The Beastie Boys.
Who were they copying?
Any rap artist you'd want to name.
Okay, what other white rap artists were there that were putting music to rock?
Any black rap artist you'd want to name.
Name one. That's what I'm saying. What year was this?
I forget what bands they were. I took a class, History of Rock and Roll, and I remember kind of like the punk genre came about because white musicians tried
to... You gotta fight for your right!
Really? I don't... Yeah, but it was more of a rock song than a rap song.
The only reason you're upset about it and you don't understand it is because they're not speaking to you.
Yeah, they don't do sad love songs.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, I think...
Music is supposed to, to feel something.
My contention
I can understand where you wouldn't feel
anything.
No.
My contention is if you want to talk about someone yelling, if you want to fight for your right to party.
Oh my gosh.
That's black culture. And I think the Beastie Boys appropriated that entire, personality and brought it to a white audience that wouldn't have listened had they not been white.
See, I don't feel like that's a thing. I feel like they married two different things. I mean, these are, in my opinion, the Beastie Boys were people who loved punk, who loved rock music, and couldn't necessarily sing, but they were very talented as producers and arrangements, don't you think? No, and I feel like it came together. Jeff took the class, Jeff.
The people, what was I saying before?
hates it when mom and dad fight.
On my birthday. Is it my fault? This is my fault. the people that created, there was soul music, and then white musicians tried to emulate that and kind of created punk because their voices can't do what they were doing. But the people that were buying like Tupac albums and Biggie albums back in the 90s were white people.
Yeah.
Like,
sure.
That was the people that had the money and they were buying those albums.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, the Beastie Boys definitely took what was going on and kind of created their own. They couldn't do what Biggie and Tupac and all those people were doing, so they kind of did their own thing. And it
why didn't they listen to Biggie and Tupac instead of...
Because...
Did that make it... I'm trying to make a point.
It's a horrible point.
Is it a horrible point?
Only because you're saying that. So the first person who ever sang a song and arranged music to sing to the song, everybody has ripped that guy off since. Like you're like that's how it is. That's how new music.
I'm saying if you like Biggie and Tupac, why didn't you listen to Biggie and Tupac instead of making it palatable? And accepted. But, oh, these guys are white. It's okay.
Listen to it in addition to.
Yeah, that's what I'm not. What I don't feel like you're understanding is that with anything, with music, with comedy, with writing, you're inspired by what you listen to.
Okay.
You don't rip it off.
No,
inspiration.
When you said comedy, I understand that because to me, comedy started with like the comedy that we know today. Probably started with, I'm going to say Robert Klein and Lenny Bruce and Richard Pryor.
But where did they get their inspiration from?
I don't think it existed other than
you. So they were born. They were
no.
Birthed,
I think the observational, the Borscht Belt comedians, as far as Jackie Mason and those guys.
Okay, you just took a step further, and then who? Jackie Mason.
Farther back.
That's what I'm saying. You can always trace it back to someone. There's always someone inspiring someone else.
But I think the observational humor, like a Jerry Seinfeld, I think Jerry would say he looked to Robert Klein, he looked to Lenny Bruce, and I think Richard was there, but I think...
Go ahead.
Can we just open presents?
Yes, let's open presents.
Okay, fine.
Nothing like material objects to make this all go away.
Am I being unreasonable?
No, you get it, but you don't get it when it comes to Beastie Boys. It's okay. If there's a block there, I mean,
guess
like
personally,
I don't care.
Personally, I've never heard a Beastie Boys song I like.
Sabotage was great.
Other than anything,
I thought everyone loved it.
Everything I hear is derivative from any black artist you want to name. That's what I hear. That's my
opinion.
And
John Mayer's not? John Mayer isn't derivative of any black artist you've ever heard. He hasn't been inspired.
No. As far as soulful singing, I mean, he writes his own songs. I mean,
and the Beastie Boys didn't. They didn't write their own music.
Does Drake write his own stuff?
You son of a god! Who the hell mentioned Drake? I will kill you.
All right, I've been saving this up my sleeve. Chick, you want to be bailed out of a hole? I don't like the Beatles. Okay, let's open the door.
No, I don't know. I recognize the Beatles for what they did, but
yes.
Tom said it this morning on the air. If you go back and look what was out there before the Beatles, of course the Beatles sounded like, oh my God, they're aliens, you know?
Yes.
But that's because Petula Clark and Pat Boone, who ripped off Little Richard,
it's not ripping off. It's taking something that you love and being inspired by it and making it your own sound.
If Little Richard comes out and writes a song called Tutti Frutti, and it's not acceptable to a white audience because Little Richard is singing it, and then Pat Boone comes out with the same Tutti Frutti song, and people buy it because he's a white artist, that's racism.
No, it's not.
Whoa.
Deep topics.
No.
Did I just say racism?
No.
Yes, you said racism.
I think.
Oh, Jesus.
And he's breaking stuff.
I did that once.
No one unplugged anything.
No, you didn't. You did good.
Bingo.
Go ahead, Jeff. Open your present. This is fun.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, let's put a little reverb.
This is just like birthdays at your house. You're crying as you open your present. Oh! Okay.
So I thought we were doing some singing.
Happy birthday. Dear Jeffrey.
His name's not Jeffrey.
You
it's
have
just
to
Jeffy.
Fight.
Oh, Jeffy.
For your right to party.
Yeah! Don't go see Star Trek. Have you seen Star Trek, Chick?
I haven't. No.
If you don't like the Beastie Boys, don't go see Star Trek.
Really?
Yeah.
Honest to God.
They're in the soundtrack.
You know one of them died. You know that about
3 or 4 years ago.
Okay, their stock goes up a
little
bit.
Stop. You are being
much.
So Tom right now. Just let it go.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
Boy, this present looks
good. You
know
what? That'll shut me up.
Open that gift, Jeff.
It's in pretty Christmas paper.
It is. Merry Christmas. It's all the paper I have.
I didn't know that. I would have brought you paper.
Do you have a knife? I got to open that.
No, you can, that tape's not...
Claw it with my hands. This is the song they play at the end of Star Trek.
Okay.
This is a great song.
Yeah, Star Trek...
Actually a great video.
You want Star Trek ruin the Beastie Boys for
okay,
me.
Okay, there you go. All right, that's fair.
Yeah. Okay.
Seriously, he needs
my
something sharp.
Everybody... I've been looking...
Wait! There we go.
Oh, you're moving the table.
You don't know what it is.
Okay, he's opening up a box.
I think I know what it is now.
Do you know what it
I'm
is?
I'm very excited.
A smoking jacket.
It's a smoking jacket.
Whoa! What is that, velvet?
It's I think it is.
I don't know what it is, but it's soft as fuck.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just wear that? Can I keep this here and just wear it?
You can wear it whenever you want to wear it.
You're never taking it off.
Do we have?
Can you believe it?
Can we go smoke right now? Can we take a smoke break?
You need a cigar.
Now enters the second part of your gift.
Oh, is this so soft in my body?
Oh yeah. And it's got that roomy feel. Oh yeah.
Well, you nailed the size.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. You nailed the size.
Well, it was all Jess's
idea.
And
it needs to be a tad big.
I just wrapped it.
You don't want it too tight.
Yeah, you have to feel, have it a little big. Yeah, you can't have it real fitted.
Hello, everybody. Hi. I need a fireplace. I thought I got a free fireplace when I moved into my apartment. Lies. They lied to me. I didn't get one.
Maybe they bring it in the winter.
Yeah. They build
one of those cardboard fireplaces.
No, like yeah. That's true.
Oh, and that's what you got to do. You got to get one of those that you can just plug in. Hey, since you lied to me, I'm going to bring my own fireplace.
I'm going to make my own fireplace in the kitchen.
Yeah. In the kitchen.
Can I wear this to dinner tonight? That's my plan right now.
You have to ask your date.
I got to tell you, our plan was to, it was Jess's idea, but I just couldn't get it done, to like have a gold JV on it.
But look, it's nice. Lined in the inside.
It is lined. So they wouldn't have been able to do it, and it's all shiny.
I know nothing about tailoring.
Oh, okay.
You can do whatever you want.
I'm going to get, this is awesome. Can we?
Do you want a break?
I kind of just want to.
You just want to walk around? And
I just want to walk around.
You might need to turn the fan on, though, because he's going to get a little warm in that. That's for sure. And if he gets too hot.
I'm about to pass out.
Well, all the gifts I got you, you can eat. So
I got lasagna. I got my smoking jacket. I got cake. There's a picture on Instagram right now. I'm ready to go.
All right. I have my gift for you over here, and I'm going to slowly bring it up.
Can I look at it?
Yeah.
Lube.
I thought it was holy water.
That's lube. And I'm going to need that tonight.
Is it like liquor?
No, not that kind of lube. Although it might actually lubricate.
Oh.
He doesn't even know what these are.
I don't know.
Oh, is it for his car?
But I'm being a big brother to him.
Yeah, it
there.
Is for his car.
Oh, four to the floor.
That's right.
What does that do? What is it?
Lucas additive, yeah.
Are you supposed to put it in? What is it good for?
I don't know what this is.
Let me see. We'll read it. What's the label say?
Lucas oil, so I'm already kind of against it. injector cleaner. Treats one tank up to 25 gallons. Gasoline or diesel. Use every fill up for maximum power and fuel economy.
You do it every 10,000 miles.
You do?
Yeah.
Should I do that in mine?
I think everybody should. Yeah. Hmm. Especially once it starts to get up there, after 10 or 20,000 miles. Mm. I like to do about every 10 on the other car. Because,
you just dump it in the gas tank and there
about
you go.
55,000.
So I get you to. I would do it now and then you can do it in another 10,000.
I'm touching myself.
I'm way
right
down
now.
The road.
It does fit really nice. I'm surprised.
It fits nice.
Now stand up and tie it like you're supposed to for real wear it.
Stand up and tie it like you're greeting someone at the door.
Look at your, and it matches your red shirt.
I love blue and
navy.
This
you like
red.
Navy?
Yeah,
good.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that's it's navy blue like the Patriots colors. Oh yeah. There it is. That's right.
He's so happy.
I know.
Stand up again. I didn't get a picture.
I'm going to tell you. Here's
hold your lube.
The only thing I had to do was wrap it. Jess was the
she orchestrated the.
She ramrodded the entire project. She goes, we got to get this for Jeff. It's unbelievable. That's exactly right.
I'm going to tell so many funny jokes in this, and
you're
going to
be
wow.
So fun. You've got to have the big meerschaum pipe. Yeah.
Oh, this is going to be great.
If you would do me a big favor and after the festivities this evening, if you would wake up in the morning and just put that on with no pants.
And walk in with no pants and go, breakfast is served.
And then open the jacket.
The rope.
Hello. Oh, it's
and your penis is wrapped in bacon? No.
You know, I might start getting into penis if it's wrapped in bacon.
You wrap anything in bacon. Mm-hmm. Did you see where they have Kentucky Fried Chicken cologne? It's like body spray, so you can smell like fried
it's
chicken.
Sunscreen. What? I thought it was sunscreen.
Oh, is it sunscreen? Yeah, that smells like.
So you smell
chicken.
Like Kentucky Fried Chicken as your.
Did you guys talk about
baby?
That on the big show? Sorry.
No.
I don't remember it.
What is it?
Hawaiian Tropic.
Hawaiian Tropic is the best. It smells so good.
Oh, yeah.
The coconut.
If they put it in a perfume,
Does that make you horny? Just that whole kind of smell?
No, I was like 10 when I remember that smell. My grandma would put it on me. All right?
I remember that.
Okay, that's even worse. Okay. 10-year-old, your grandmother's putting.
I love Copper
Tropicana
Tone.
Copper Tone, yeah, that's. I remember that one too.
Betty, get my back! That's what I'd yell.
Betty.
Before they had spray. Did they have spray when you were a kid?
Yes. Yeah.
I just realized she bought your car, your old car, when you were like 9 years old, right? Or 10.
The car you just sold?
The car you sold.
The Buick?
Yeah, it was in a 99 or 2000?
It was a 99, but it was a 2000 Buick. Okay. Yeah.
You were
9 years
nine
old.
When she bought that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
That wasn't Betty, though.
Oh, okay.
This is Yeah.
Betty died.
Well, aren't they both?
No.
Well,
one's incapacitated.
Yeah.
Oh, the one's not doing well. Yeah.
Grandma Olene might as well. Her body is dead.
Yeah.
Olene?
Right.
Olene, yeah.
Olene.
Margaret Olene.
Her middle name's Olene?
Miller.
Now, do you go by Margie or Maggie?
Or Peggy?
I don't know. I don't know. Olene is what everyone called her.
They weren't
my
with
dad.
The middle name.
Yeah. No, no, no. It's her last name. She's been married a couple times. I don't know. Let's start.
My family's terrible calling people not by their name. Like, well, Aunt Cheney was Aunt Justine, and then Aunt Wally, and Aunt Mimi, and Aunt Lolly.
I remember Aunt Wally and Aunt Lolly.
No, you don't.
No, I remember you guys talking about them. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was Wally short for?
I don't. Viola.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Aunt Lolly was.
Louise?
I have no idea. But she lied about her age, and she would tell people that her kids were her siblings because she didn't want people to know how old she was.
Wow. That's awesome.
I like
Whoa.
It.
Whoa.
Yeah, Cheney was Justine, Aunt Wally, Aunt Lolly. Aunt Mimi was Mary. That's easy. But I don't know what Aunt Lolly was.
Aunt Mimi was Mary.
Mary,
huh?
Yeah. Huh. And then my grandma was Annabelle. She didn't have a crazy name.
I'm starting to sweat right now.
I,
really high.
I can tell he's getting warm.
You can yank that warm up off.
I told you have to put the fan on or something.
No, I'm definitely going to have a picture in that tomorrow for you guys.
Oh, absolutely. Like about 7:30, 8 o'clock when round two starts.
Oh, yeah.
He's not going to be up that early.
Yeah, no, of course not. I said round two.
Mm. Oh, he hasn't gone to bed yet.
Mm, for sleeping.
Jeff, did your mom get into your birthday? Like, she was always like, oh, he's got to make a big deal out of it when you were a kid, or even...
Were you not here for the last podcast when he said his parents forgot his birthday?
I knew that happened once or something.
But
that, I thought, was when you were in your 20s.
Yeah, I was in my 20s.
Yeah.
She makes a bigger deal of it now. Like, she posts pictures on Facebook. There's like a ton of pictures of me as a kid on Facebook that are all embarrassing and weird.
Did Spangle...
Spangle retweeted
some
it.
Of those?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Spangle and my mom are like that. Best friends.
That's
don't pull
no
that.
Good.
Yeah, don't pull that. That's never mind. But yeah, Spangle and my mom, they're friends. She loves Spangle. But yeah, they took me to like a Chuck E. Cheese a lot. We did a lot of Chuck E. Cheese birthdays. We did a public park one time. That shows they love me.
Wait a minute. Your mom and Spangle are best friends?
Oh yeah, they talk all the time on Facebook.
I don't know what to do with that information.
I think I know what's going on.
At the same time, my mom will talk. She's so lonely. If you talk to my mom, she will talk back to you on Facebook.
See, I think there's a disconnect between you and your mom, and she thinks she can find out stuff and get through to you through Spangle.
Oh, definitely.
Is that fair?
She listens to every single podcast. She has nothing to do.
I thought she has
a
day job.
Did she listen to this podcast or just your podcast?
Oh, both, yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah, and the second I just said that, she like got up from her chair and was like, oh, no, I got plenty to do, and was like shuffling papers around.
Karen, calm down.
Calm down, Karen.
This is all going to be over in minutes.
You got rid of it? It was $60,000. I'm not good at
this
that.
This is three podcasts in a row guys have done that.
Well, it's a
everyone
good,
this
it's
week.
A classic.
Jason. Oh, I know. I'm just...
How could you do that?
Chick's accents are actually very good. Like
it's right on. It's pretty close. I'm telling you.
His Scottish person is more of an Irish person. But
you mean his
but
drunk?
That's drunk a blurry
Scottish
line.
Person.
That's a blurry
boring.
Line.
Yeah, this is my Scottish. Hang on. At least let me comb me hair. It's so wild and bushy. That's my Scottish.
That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty good.
One time when I was
is
in
that Scottish? That's Scottish.
That's Scottish. Yeah. That's Groundskeeper Willie.
Yeah. Yeah,
right,
that's
right. Exactly. Right. I always do Roy for both of them.
Freedom! It's a blurry between Scottish, Irish, and even then English.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of... But I'm sure they know exactly.
The oppression threads them together.
I feel like I've alienated every Beastie Boy fan we had listening.
Oh, they turned it off already.
Yeah.
I'm so mad.
No, it's fine. If you
No, yeah.
It's
no.
okay for you to not get them. I'm completely okay with that.
I recognize what they've done. I mean, but I just don't.
Opinions are good. Like, it's good to have a different opinion.
Sorry.
How's the lasagna?
It's fine. It's almost done.
Okay, good.
T minus what?
15.
Okay. Oh, no kid. That long? Good.
Okay. No?
I still don't know what this stuff does. This
you
gas
don't have to. You just pour it in.
Do I pour it in the gas tank?
Pour it in your gas tank.
Yeah, pour it in your gas tank. Boom.
Okay. Fuel injector cleaner.
All right. Okay.
And your car will immediately thank you.
A sigh of relief from the car.
You'll honk your horn and we'll go,
finally. I feel like I've douched out all that Tedness in it.
Oh, Ted. I went to the bank yesterday and closed my accounts.
You did
well,
it.
I didn't close them because I need that credit card to keep a second line of credit because that's what they were preaching.
Sure.
But I go, what's the minimum I can keep in here without paying a fee?
Right.
And they go, $1,500. And I go, I'm going to keep that in here. And then
they're lying. $1,500.
That seems steep.
Yeah, it seems steep.
$1,500 between two accounts.
Either way. Okay. Yeah. All right. That seems right.
But no, yeah. And I was like, okay.
That's a reason to get out of there anyway.
Oh, yeah. But no, so that happened. And that felt good.
I had no idea that ever happened. I don't know. And I guess I've always been over on credit. I've never heard of the you don't have enough credit. I've always heard you have too much credit.
But I pulled up into the bank in my new car right in front of the lady's window.
Barb,
which she's a sweetheart. But I pulled up. I go, let me turn my AC off. Let me turn off my navigation. Let me turn off my four-wheel drive. Let me
your
rear-view camera got me in here safely. Let me turn off my park assist, my heated mirrors.
Oh, and let me not write my check for the loan payment here this month.
Right. Exactly.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
You'd think they'd...
Want business?
Yeah, right?
Yeah,
you think they'd want all the thirds of business?
Is this
so they would get a hole?
Is this fallout from the housing?
I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is.
I don't know. No, I know it is. It's. I mean, they would prefer people who
are up to their necks in debt.
No,
who
there's
can
just
barely...
there's an obvious spot. Like, if that's the thing, if Jeff had another credit card and his good credit, he'd be fine.
Yeah.
He'd be fine.
Okay. So.
You gonna open a credit card?
Yeah.
A new one?
I'm at Chase Bank now. Chase Bank.
Ooh.
Chase Bank.
All your banking online.
The bank.
All the banking online.
You can check your balance like every.
Lumi, I'm checking my balance right now.
30 minutes, every 20 minutes, you can check your balance with a fingerprint. It's
love
great.
That.
I don't use the fingerprint.
Why not? You've got to. You don't need to enter your code every time. Fingerprint that. That's my sound of my fingerprint.
It's like what?
What is that noise?
Fingerprint.
Mm. Okay.
Gravity.
Nailed it. Okay.
Thank you. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, Jeff.
I don't want to have my mark on the Chick McGee show to be all about poop.
Was it?
But
you have another poop story?
I have another poop story.
Okay, people went crazy. They liked very much your poop story about when you slept over and blamed it on the cat. You know that.
Oh, that was it was amazing.
I was texting my brother live during this because I was freaking out. So last night, first off, I had a lung thing with allergies and I had to go to the doctor and get medication. And side effects of this pill were diarrhea.
How long
it's
ago
kind of
was
like
this?
That on all the pills.
This was last night.
Last night?
Yes.
Oh,
when you're
okay.
Sliding into home and your pants are full of foam, diarrhea.
See, I always thought it was when you feel some juicy foam.
Is it when you feel?
I don't know.
When you feel some juicy foam, diarrhea.
So I take this and it says like you're gonna have an upset stomach. I go, okay, cool, fine, nothing.
Empty stomach?
You're supposed to take it on an empty stomach. Okay. Yeah, and I go, okay, cool, whatever. So then I go,
okay, cool, okay. Diarrhea.
Cool, I dig diarrhea. That's fine.
I didn't whatever. Think it would happen. I'm like, side effects. It's not guaranteed.
They always say that.
Yeah. So I went to a bar, Chatham Tap, and got their wings, which are amazing.
I'm around them.
And I got.
Are they good?
Oh, is that up so on 116?
There's one in Fishers. There's one downtown. Okay. And I went to the one downtown before heading over to watch a Dolphins game. And
why would you do that on purpose?
I know. So I get these wings, and I go over, and I'm starving. I haven't eaten because I took the medication on an empty stomach. I start chowing down on the wings, just inhaling the wing skin.
Oh, birthday boy.
That was the sound I was making. Like, she's, like, trying to talk to me, the person I'm with. She's trying to talk to me, and I'm just inhaling wings. So then we're sitting on the couch, and we're watching the game, and all of a sudden, I am sitting straight up in the couch. My pelvic area goes up in the air because
of your clenching.
Because my stomach is in a knot, just, and I go, oh, and she's like, are you okay? And I go, yeah. No, I'm fine. I think it's just my food. I don't know. It happens.
Gurgle, gurgle, gurgle.
Except it doesn't.
It doesn't happen. Literally 10 seconds later, I go, I got to go to the bathroom. I start running to the bathroom.
Oh, no. You didn't get the shower curtain, did you?
No.
Okay.
I got my boxers. It gets I pooped my pants. I pooped my pants yesterday.
Jeff.
And it is
was this at your house?
No. This is at hers.
Away game.
Oh, it gets better.
It was an away game.
And like we've been dating for a little bit, but I'm not comfortable enough to be like, I shit myself.
I know you love me, but I shit myself.
Have you guys said I love you this time?
Yes.
Okay.
So.
Oh, sweet baby Jesus. You got to get out of that.
It's getting.
I don't know. I wonder where the, like, I'm comfortable telling you that I had an accident and I love you, where those come together.
No, you don't say, because literally something
I say after the I love you has been broken, everything's fair game at that point.
Really?
Yeah. This was okay.
Unless you shit on her. No. Or on him. Whatever the situation is.
So this is where the comedy leaves the room.
Now?
Something splashes on my leg, calf, and it was poop. Because I'm going, anyways.
It's so forceful.
I'm texting my brother and I go, oh my God.
You have your phone?
Yeah, I took my phone to me. I go, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
He didn't know if he was going to be able to get out of there.
I go, what do I do? Like, I'm having the worst diarrhea. And like, I go, I ended up washing my legs with hand soap because I was like, I'm going to smell. And my brother's like, you need to think of it. He didn't care about me pooping. He's like, you need to think of an excuse to get out of there. Say the leasing office called and your dog's escaped. It's like 10 o'clock at night. Anyways. But I have – okay, this is where the comedy comes back in. I have poop in my boxers. And I was like, I can't put these back on because you will smell it.
Were you planning on spending the night?
No. I was going to come back home.
Okay, that's then.
Yeah, because the dog was at home. So – I have poop in my boxes. Like, you will smell this because it is bad. Like, I was flushing the toilet. I flushed it about 5 times, and I'm spraying in between. This is more disgusting than funny at this point.
Yeah.
But I go. Yeah. I was like, Scott, what do I do? And then he didn't respond back for a second. There's a window in the bathroom. I open the window, and I just throw the boxers into the side alley. That's all I had. That's all I could do. Because I can't,
bad.
I can't,
bad.
I can't put them in the trash can. Because I
that's
go,
a
okay,
good idea. That's a good idea.
And I was like,
good.
I honestly was like, Scott, that's the smartest thing I've ever done.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
That's the smartest thing I've ever done.
Because I've heard people, it might have been a Tom story where he like put the underwear in like tinfoil or something.
Yeah,
and I was like,
yeah.
I was like, okay, these are not salvageable. So I throw them out the fucking, and my brother goes, some homeless guy's going to pick those up and wear them. And I was like, good, fine, do it.
Rinse them though. Does that make,
I took toilet paper and it's like, okay.
Oh, can we end?
Oh my god!
This wasn't
Jeffrey. So what happened? So you were obviously gone for a significant amount of time.
Yeah, and I she knew that something was up in my stomach, and I texted her and I was like, hey, don't come into your room.
Wow.
Oh my god.
So how long were you gone? Like a half hour?
It was about 12 minutes.
Okay.
Not that I was timing it. No, it was about
of non-stop
10 to 15. It was
activity.
It I've never been more embarrassed and like scared. I didn't know what I was going to do.
So what was her response?
I just came out and I was like, hey, you know what? I'm not feeling well. I think I need to head home. Like, and she's like, okay, that's fine. But as long as she doesn't know about this podcast and know that I did that, I'm fine. That'll be a funny story like 2 years down the road. I'm like, hey, remember that one time we watched that Dolphins preseason game? Well, I shit myself.
I should have brought you the...
I was watching that game. So that's what was happening?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
The incense matches. Have you ever seen those? It's a book of matches. You strike it, and then you set it down, and the match burns out like an incense.
Oh, burns into itself, yeah.
She had some very nice Febreze. Oh. That was a saving grace. But this is my brother's reaction during the whole thing. Just a bunch of LOL. Ha 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 ha. I'm dying.
Thanks, bud.
Yeah.
I had a conversation with my brother yesterday, not about poop, but he.
Why he cried so much as a child?
Why are you such a fucking baby? No. He texted me and he was like, oh my gosh, there's a girl that works with me and she looks like my high school girlfriend. And he was like, sounds like her, looks like her, talks like her, everything. And I said, feeling all nostalgic. And he goes, feeling like we need to procreate.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, don't do that.
As Chick McGee would say, hit it.
Hit it.
You gotta hit that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you guys, what time is it?
Yeah, it's about time for...
oh, it's time for lasagna.
Oh, thank God.
It's time for our birthday dinner. It's time for our birthday cake. It's time to get out of here.
Something's missing. In college, my talent was I could tell a John Mayer song in 3 seconds. Any John Mayer song.
That's pretty good.
Live.
And this is the guy you hated.
Yeah,
until you saw him live.
Daughters.
And then I think you looked at her and you go, oh my God, that's me.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jeff.
Thank you, Chick. Thank you, Jess. Thank you, Jason.
Love you, brother.
It's the Chick McGee Show. Tell your friends. That's Jason. That's Jess. That's Jeff. It's a Podcast One production.
Earn 4x gas reward points during the Safeway Anniversary Sale. Look for the shelf tags for the participating items and get great anniversary prices and earn gas reward points too. This week, shop with your club card and pick up Gatorade 8-pack 20-ounce selected varieties 2 for $9 plus CRV. And Lay's potato chips 7.75 to 8 ounces 2 for $5. Maximum gas reward at participating Chevron or Texaco stations is 20 cents per gallon and $1 per gallon at Safeway stations in a single fill-up up to 25 gallons. Other restrictions, limitations, and exclusions apply. See complete details at Safeway.com.
Virginia buries its dead. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. Virginia Governor Terry McAuliffe is talking about President Trump's response to the violence in Charlottesville over the weekend at a white supremacist rally.
Those remarks are dividing people. We cannot be dividing people.
Governor McAuliffe told CBS this morning he knows two of the three people who were killed that day.
I have lost three great citizens yesterday, Heather Heyer's funeral. Tomorrow we will have to put to rest Trooper Burke Bates, who had been part of my executive protection detail, and then on Saturday, Lieutenant Jay Cullen, who'd been my pilot. This breaks your heart.
Heather Heyer died when a car rammed a group of protesters. The two Virginia State Troopers were killed while monitoring the rally when their helicopter went down. Prison visitations are off at a state facility or all state facilities in Florida, where they say they have credible intelligence indicating some sort of security threat. There are no details available yet. I'm Rita Foley.